103.5 MHz FM. Easy listening and information for Dublin is Magic 103.
ABC Network News with David Johnson. Good afternoon. First, a look at the main Irish headlines. Gorthy were called into an argument last night in Waterford City, which involved a group of travellers at a campsite in Kilbarry. One man was seriously injured, others were treated in hospital, and children were taken to the Gortha station for protection. One of the travellers was arrested, and some of the caravans were badly damaged. A crash in County Meath has left two people dead and one seriously injured. The accident involved a tanker and a car. The girl who was injured in the crash is said to be in intensive care. A crane is now trying to remove the overturned tanker, and traffic has been diverted. Britain's headlines, the sextuplets born to Cambridgeshire woman Mrs. Jane Underhill, aged 28, are said to be poorly but stable at the intensive care neonatal unit at the Rosie Hospital. A hospital spokesman said that there was always real concern for premature babies delivered at 26 weeks, and this was inevitably increased by a multiple birth. Over 200 guests were evacuated from a Liverpool city centre hotel early this morning when fire broke out in a bedroom. Guests in nightclothes trooped out of the St. George's Hotel while the blaze was dealt with on the 8th floor. A fire brigade spokesman said that they all returned within an hour after the fire was put out. Assistant manager Mr. John Bolter, aged 22, was treated in hospital after being overcome by smoke whilst checking the bedrooms. He was not detained. Following a mass to mark the anniversary of Poland's democratic constitution of 1971, riot police have broken up a march by pro-Solidarity supporters in Warsaw. The clashes come 2 days after supporters demonstrated in at least five Polish cities in anti-government protesters on May Day. And finally, now look at the weather forecast for the Bay Area. Firstly, a rather cool day, remaining cloudy with drizzle. There may be a chance of a few scattered showers in the afternoon. The high on the Bay, 12 degrees, and winds are light to moderate. For the northwest of England, Scotland, Wales, and the Isle of Man, a rather mixed day with cloud and some sunshine possibly later on in the afternoon. The high, 11 degrees, and winds are light and variable. Compiled from the wires of the Press Association, this is ABC Network News.
Magic 103.
Program, doesn't he? It's Magic 103, Europe's newest easy listening station, 4 minutes past 2 o'clock. Remind me not to say good morning to you. Hello, it's only me, Peter Madison, with you till 4 o'clock. and I had strict instructions from the boss to get you ringing in on the phone if I possibly can. 606-422 is the number to ring, and the subject for this afternoon's programme is, strangely enough, radio. If you have any comments at all about radio in general, past, present or future, ring me on 606-422.
Magic moments when two hearts are kept. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. The way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are caring. Time can't be whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The penny arcade, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments
making history this afternoon. That was the very first record ever played on Magic 103 last Monday morning. I think it was, must have been 10 o'clock, wasn't it? Bob Gallagher played it. On the telephone line, our first caller on the subject of radio, we have May. Hello, May.
Hello.
And how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Tell me where you're calling us from.
Kevin Street.
Nice and nearby.
Yes, Dublin A's.
Now, I'm told that you just have your own radio for the first time, is that right?
Well, really, like, you know, when there's a family in the home, they sort of want this programme and that programme. And I happened to listen in yesterday and I heard your station and I said, oh, away from all the maddening noise and the disco tunes and all this, you know.
Have you a big family?
No. But they're all married now and I can just tune in to where I like and I found a station that I liked and that's it.
Could I ask you, could you be one of our senior listeners? Putting it nicely.
Yes.
Are you a grandma by any chance?
I am.
Ah, so you like this sort of music?
Yes, I do.
Super. And this is your idea of real radio then?
It definitely is, yes.
I'm not putting words in your mouth, am I?
It brings me back a bit. Like, you know, when I was younger, there wasn't all this mad music or anything. And we could listen to lovely songs. And now I'm hearing them again.
What are your own particular favourites?
Oh, I've quite a few, you know, over the years.
Yeah. What sort of style? Country and Western?
No, I'm not going on country and Western now, to be truthful with you. I'm quite modern. I like some of the modern songs now, to be truthful with you. But there's quite a few old ones I like. They're not very, very old, because I'm not a real grandmother, if you know what I mean. I'm not a little don't-know lady or anything like that. But
I'm just sitting back listening to your accent, May. You're not originally Dublin, are you?
I am typical Dublin.
Are you really?
Yes.
Mm. You surprised me. I worked in Drogheda for a long while, and you seem to have a little bit of a twang as if you were from the really north side, maybe up towards Drogheda way.
No. I'm Dublin through and through.
My ears are letting me down. I beg your pardon.
Now.
So your comment about radio, the first on the programme, is that you like Magic 103.
Oh, I think it's fabulous. I just happen every day since I've got my own radio, I've been fiddling around with it, and most stations play all for the younger generation. There is a few programmes, and then they go off very quick. You get the odd song, and, you know, but this seems to be the thing that I want, like, you know, from yesterday.
Mm. You're going to stay with
station.
Us, then?
I'm going to stay with you as long as you're on the air.
Excellent. Do you remember a guy called Sam Cooke, early 60s, had a lot of hits. Some of them were quite good. Some of them were rock and roll, which we wouldn't really like to play on Magic, but he did some nice slow ballads as well. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
I've got one coming next. Can I dedicate that to you?
You can, yes, certainly.
Thank you very much for being our very first caller on the programme.
And I shall pass on your programme.
Okay. If we're still on the air in a year's time, will you ring me again?
I will. Who Excellent. Do I ask for?
Ask for Peter.
Peter?
Yeah. Because if the station's on, I'll be here.
Yes.
I'm part of the furniture. I'm like the sink and the toilet next door. I'm part of the furniture.
Well, listen, if I wanted to request played, what time would it be the best time to ring in and ask them to play a record?
Well, any time to suit yourself, really. We like to do things your way. You know when you'll be listening and choose the disc jockey or choose the time that you want to hear it.
Well,
and
I tell you what, we have a great event coming up next Saturday. Our first grandson has been making his first Holy Communion.
Oh!
You know, and he shall be hearing his grandma's about 2:00, and I'd love him to hear a record being dedicated to him on the day.
Okay, well, look, you hold the line now while I play this piece of music and we'll write down the details from you.
Righto. Thanks a lot for talking to us.
Very nice to talk to you,
mate. Oh, it's lovely. It's been a pleasure.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Remember Jack Payne?
Hello, everybody. We're going to play a medley of some of the most successful and popular of the numbers we've introduced to you over the air from time to time. We're starting with Fairy on the Clock. Your balance and your promise too. Can't do your wooing, simply nothing doing, sitting on a five-barred gate. You all remember, of course, one of the most popular tunes of 1930, Sunny Side of the Street. Well, here it is. Come to Little White Lies. Thank you. conclude with the tune we shall never forget, The King's Horses.
...1933 and a medley of hits from Jack Payne and his orchestra on Magic 103. I have a caller on our line from Swords in County Dublin. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, tell us your name.
David Quinn.
David, nice to hear from you. You're a little bit reluctant to come on the air, I know, so we won't embarrass you. You have some comments about radio.
Well, I'd just like to say, you know, I'm surprised how fast radio has picked, you know, come on in this country from the early days. Like at the moment, there's about four or five main stations on, I could say, and I'm amazed how professional, you know, how professional they've got in the last couple of years.
Yes, you're talking about the big independent stations like Nova, yeah?
Yes, Nova, Sunshine, Q, you know?
Yeah.
And now Magic.
Yeah.
Like, do you think there's enough market, well, I mean advertising market, to keep all these stations going?
Well, there seems to be at the moment, yes. To be quite honest with you, I don't know too much about the financial side of it. I try not to get involved in that. As long as I get a few shillings at the end of the week, that doesn't really matter to me what's going on. But they do seem to be making money, yeah. They can afford lots of professional presenters. They have excellent equipment. We're working on very good equipment here, possibly better than some of the stations across the water have. So it must be making money, yeah, yeah.
Well,
I think so.
Keep it up anyway, that's amazing.
Sorry, say that again.
I hope you can keep it up.
Yes, I hope so too. I need the shillings, David. I need the money.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to stay listening to us, aren't you?
Oh, of course I will.
Of course. What sort of music do you like?
Middle of the road.
Jolly good. This is Europe's newest middle of the road radio station. That's the sort of music we're going to play. I'll play a little bit of country music for you.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for calling. David there from Swords in County Dublin. If you have any comments at all about radio in general or anything about the past in radio, or the present or the future, give us a ring. 606-422 is the number. Oh, hello, Magic. Just a load of noise instead. What a shame. But we'll try again very shortly. 606-422 is the number. In fact, I'll be answering it while you're listening to Ronnie Carroll. Carroll and Roses Are Red from way back in 1962. And on our telephone line, on the Magic Dub line, we have Brian from Terrynure. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Peter.
Hello. Nice to talk to you. It is Terrynure, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Ah, great.
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Super. Mm. Do you remember Big D in the old days? Radio station,
yes,
called Big D. Yeah.
I can go.
We used to have.
I can't go back too far.
No. I'm only talking about what?
I'm one of your younger listeners.
Ah, good. Well, I'm only a young fella myself, really. Yeah. They're all laughing at me in the studio. They think I'm not a young fella. What age are you, may I ask?
29.
And you have some comments about radio?
Yes, I think radio is a very important method of communication to people who are living in flats or who are living in isolated conditions. And it's their lifeline, really, to music and comment and humour.
Mm.
And I think that the advent of a new radio station is certainly something to be very joyful about.
We're all very pleased that this one has opened because it's giving us an opportunity to do things that we haven't done for several years, perhaps, like be able to talk to the listeners on the telephone, which we haven't been able to do for a long, long while, and communicate a little bit better. I think that's probably what you mean, is it?
Yes, that more or less the listener is a part of of every show in that. And
exactly.
By the telephone requests and that are coming in now on the stations, the listener is now not alone anymore.
Right.
As such.
I would like to stress, actually, for the benefit of anyone else who might be contemplating ringing in, anyone and everyone is welcome to ring in with their comments. It's not just a select few at all. We didn't coax you, did we, Brian?
No, indeed not. Okay. No, indeed not. I was just, as I say, I haven't participated on a radio program before, and so it is new for me, but I find that, you know, that it's great to hear good music on the radio and to hear it coming over loud and clear. And I just hope that that the station continues to bring enjoyment to those who love music.
Thank you, Brian. What would you be doing if you weren't listening to the radio this afternoon, or are you doing something while you're listening?
No, I'm just relaxing, really, after my hard week's work.
Yeah. You have a hard job, do you?
Pretty hard.
What do you do?
I work in the health board.
A very exacting sort of a job,
yes,
I'm sure.
Indeed, yeah. Yes.
So when you do get a bit of time off, some nice music to relax with.
Exactly.
Do you like country music?
Some. I listen to all kinds of music. That's why really radio is something to me.
I'm just the same. Yeah, I've got lots of favourites in all different sorts of music.
My range varies from classical to operatic to popular to any sort of rhythmic, melodic.
You've found the right station, brother. You have certainly found the right station now. That's for sure.
Yes, indeed. I must tune in out every Saturday.
Good man, thanks very much. Brian, it's 2:30, and in fact, everybody, it's 2:30. We have a country record. We'll dedicate this one to you, Brian, and thank you very much for calling. Give us a ring. Come on, we want to hear from you. 606-422 is the number. The subject in general today is a very general subject. In fact, radio, either past, present, or future, or perhaps any questions that you might have always wondered about radio that you might like to put to us. If I can't answer it, well, perhaps there will be someone here who can. But radio is the general subject. Magic 103 is the station. In fact, we've got a band of orchestra here to tell you all that, yeah.
On 103.5 MHz FM, easy listening and information for Dublin is Magic 103.
He's right, you know. Lady on the telephone who would like to be known as the Lady from Coolock. Hello, Lady from Coolock.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you too.
Thank you very much.
I wish to compliment you on Radio Magic. I didn't know anything about it until my son told me about it.
Great.
And he's a Bruce Springsteen fan, but that's not what I want. What I want to tell you is, when I was very young, I'm a grandmother like the lady from Leeson Street.
Yeah.
And when I was very young, I lived very near the first ever radio station in Ireland.
That would be 2RN, would it?
2RN.
Yeah.
That's going back, 60 years ago, maybe more. And to me, radio is much better than television. You can get up in the morning and switch on radio and you can listen to it all day and you'll never be lonely.
Super, isn't it?
And what I would like you to do on Magic is, if you had, we say, a half hour of Deanna Durbin. Somebody
yeah.
like that. Or Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin?
Janis Joplin.
Ah.
Not Janis Joplin. She was a country and western singer. Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline, of course.
Patsy
yeah.
Cline. I didn't mean Janis Joplin.
Right.
Patsy Cline.
Okay, I can tell you now, I can bring some Patsy Cline records in with me next Saturday afternoon if you'll be listening then.
She was a beautiful singer. She was killed in an air crash.
That's right, yes.
Yes.
Around about the same time as Jim Reeves, wasn't it?
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
No, I think it was a little before Jim Reeves.
Was it indeed, yeah.
Or even to play some of Jim Reeves, somebody like that, you know.
Strangely enough, I've got a record with me, the original version of I Love You Because. Do you remember Jim Reeves did
that's
that?
That's my favourite.
Yeah, but there was a more famous version by the man who actually wrote the song called Leon Payne, and I managed to bring a track, that track, in with me today. I'll be playing it later on in the programme.
Yes.
So perhaps you'd like that. So
yes, I would.
Nice to know that you're listening and out in Coolock.
I've told a lot of people about the station, you know. They asked me what wave band it was on and I've told them.
You're a good lass, we'll pay
you
later.
Because it's beautiful music you're playing.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm enjoying it, actually. I don't know whether you know, but I work at Radio Nova over the weekends at the breakfast programme.
Yeah.
And I won't say I'm forced to play all the top 20. I won't put it that way, but I think you know what I mean. There are some times when I would prefer to be playing this sort of music.
Yes.
And now I have the opportunity to on Saturday afternoons. I'm going to continue to work at Nova on the Saturday and Sunday mornings, though, of course.
Yes.
For your grandson who likes Bruce Springsteen, we'll probably remember him tomorrow
son.
Morning.
Sorry, my
your
son.
I beg your pardon, your son. Will he be going to Slane?
Yes.
I understand that Bruce Springsteen's going to Slane.
Yes, he is. He's going to Slane.
Thousands of others will be there as well.
He has lovely equipment. He's gone into the discs now. You know, the not record, but discs.
Yeah,
You know that equipment. I don't know what you call it.
Oh, like compact disc players.
Compact disc player, yes.
Oh, he must be worth a few, Bob.
Yeah.
Very expensive stuff, that, you know.
Yeah,
expensive
indeed.
Stuff, yeah. Well, I hope he enjoys the concert.
We were all weaned on music. Music, music, music.
Great, yeah. Well, you've found the right station at last.
Yes, indeed, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you, and do continue to listen. I promise you I'll bring at least one Patsy Cline record with me next Saturday afternoon, so if you're listening to next Saturday...
Right, Joanne, thank you very much.
Okay, nice to talk to you.
Yes, you have.
Thank
this is Mary Malloy here speaking from Santorf. I enjoy your music very much, and I like listening to your new station. What all kinds of programs have you on this particular new station?
Well, there's quite a lot of variety, actually. We're starting from next week, where we're going to go from 6 o'clock in the morning. And if you listen during the next few hours, I think they're preparing a schedule downstairs, and they'll be announcing all the names of the presenters and the sorts of music that they'll be playing later on during today.
But you have so much competition today on the different stations that it's hard to get the interest of everybody, isn't it?
It is indeed, and when you start a new station, you have to start with virtually zero listenership, but we're very impressed with the response that we're getting on the telephone today. There's hardly been a moment where the telephone hasn't been ringing and engaged all the time. I've been on 45 minutes now. I think I've taken 5 telephone calls, which is amazing, really. So we're very pleased with the response so far, despite the competition.
Until you came on, now my favourite station is Q102.
Yeah.
But there are some of your disc jockeys I just don't like.
Really?
You're one of my favourite on this particular one.
Well, that's very nice of you to say so. I won't ask you who you don't like, because I don't think that's very fair.
No, I won't.
Tell us who else you do like.
Well, as I said, my favourite station at the moment is Q102, so other than yourself, it would be very hard to beat it.
Yeah, so we've got a fight on our hands, have we, do you think, for listenership now?
Yes, well, they have been going strong, you know.
Yeah, about 15 weeks, I think, they're on the air. We're only just coming to the end of our first week.
Yes, so I wish you luck with yours.
Thank you very much indeed. And what particular music do you like?
Well, I like what you're playing.
Super, lovely. What have you got on in the background there? I can hear something in the distance.
There's two radios going, actually.
On two different stations,
that's
perhaps.
Right. Yours and Q102.
Thank you, yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's very, very nice to hear from you. We'll dedicate this one. Oh, by the way, while you're still on...
Yes?
Did you ever listen to the radio on a Sunday afternoon, say, years ago...
Yes,
say,
I did.
Say Sunday lunchtime, perhaps.
Yes.
Do you remember a big fat fella used to come on the radio and shout, "Wakey, wakey"?
Oh, yes, I did.
Who was he?
What was his name?
Yeah, what's his name?
What was his name?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you. What was his name?
Gosh, I can't remember.
Shall I tell you?
Yeah.
Billy Cotton.
That's right.
That's right. I have his signature tune now. I dedicate it to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Mary. Bye-bye now.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Peter. It's great to be working with you once again. And to the Cannon League, 2 matches played already today. Relegation candidates Luton did themselves some good when they beat the mighty Arsenal by 3-1, and in doing so virtually destroyed Arsenal's hope for UEFA Cup place. Meanwhile, at Anfield this morning, Ian Rush, back after a 4-match absence through injury, hit his 23rd goal of the season to clinch the points for Liverpool, still in contention now for the runners-up spot. Goals also from Ronnie Whelan and 2 from Steve Nicol gave Liverpool a 4-3 victory over Chelsea, whose goals came from Spackman, Dixon and Davies. And well, with Everton almost home in the league championship race, concentration is now centred on the teams who might be going down and the teams coming up from Division 2. Stoke City are already relegated. They welcome Newcastle United in a match of absolutely no consequence. Coventry travel to Spurs and West Ham have a tough away game to West Bromwich Albion. And in Division 2, Oxford already promoted, but with their eyes on the Division 2 title, welcome Notts County in what should be an entertaining game. Birmingham City will be looking to Dave Geddes to score a handful against Cardiff City, and in doing so take Birmingham back to the First Division. The other promotion contenders, Manchester City, take on Oldham in a local derby that they badly need a win in to help them in their challenge to attain Division 1 status. And to Rugby League, the Silk Cup Challenge takes place at Wembley this afternoon, and Australians Brett Kenny and Peter Sterling hold the key to today's final between Hull and Wigan. The Test halfbacks plotted an unbeaten course for the touring Australians back in 1982, but at Wembley today they'll be in opposition. Sterling will direct operations from scrum half for Hull, while Kenny, the Wigan standoff, is rated the best player in the world by coach Colm Clark. Well, I suppose he would be. Grand Prix motor racing now. Ayrton Senna will have pole position in tomorrow's race at Imola. The Brazilian winner of the Portuguese Grand Prix a fortnight ago took the Lotus round the track in the 3.132 mile track in 1 minute 27.327 seconds at an average speed of 129 miles per hour. Finland's Keke Rosberg was second fastest in a Williams with 1 minute 27.345 seconds, while Italian Elio De Angelis, lovely name that, was third in the other Lotus. And finally, some racing news now. The results from Haydock, the 130, the winner number one, Lassa, at 6-1. Second was Kalian, 2-1, the favourite. And third was Vickstown at 14-1. Haydock, the 2 o'clock, Evros, the winner, number 1 at 15-2. Second was Goldwire at 10-1. Third was Silver Cannon at 17-2. And fourth was Sailor's Reward at 15-2. To Newmarket now, the 145, the winner was number 1, Brave Owen, 1-2, the favourite. Second was Barrack Street at 10-1. And third was R. Clark at 15-1. I beg your pardon, 50-1. The 215 from Newmarket, the winner number 1, Adjanada, 3-1 favourite. Second, Bedells at 9-2, could be named the winner of the Craven, a long way from home. A searching for dangers is a thankless task, but however, over the ocean, an emphatic winner of the Ladbroke European Free Handicap should provide some sort of resistance if he shows average improvement. And finally, we in the sports department always endeavour to please our listeners, and I did hear a lady looking for some Jim Reeves a little while ago. Well, your request has been duly granted, because we found some nice Jim Reeves in the annals, the annals of the sports department library.
Well, I'll see if I can hear you as good as I can.
Very low, am I?
Yeah.
Is that better?
That's okay.
I turn myself up a little bit. Can you hear me now?
You're having a very good discussion on radio.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have rang in and given good points so far. I've been listening to radio now since the early days of ARD, Big D, Sunshine, Nova, Kiss.
Right.
And along the way, we've seen great technical changes in regards to transmitters, microwave links, medium wave transmitters. It's all changed since ARD, Radio Dublin, first broadcast. It's all come very responsible. People are beginning to know what they're doing with their transmitters. I've worked in a few radio stations, local sort of, you know, 200-300 watt stations.
Yeah.
Over here in the north side.
Where did you work, John?
Huh?
Where were you?
In Glasnevin, in a station called Moonlight.
Oh yes, I remember it well.
And we did a community radio for Glasnevin North.
Yeah.
And in 1978-79, FM, the frequency modulation, was beginning to be used. People were beginning to use this as an alternative wavelength.
Yeah. Big D was the first, in fact.
Yeah. I don't know if stereo was around at that stage.
No, no. We didn't have stereo.
They were beginning to pioneer it.
I'll let you into a little secret. The very first FM transmitter that Big D had, the first sort of unauthorized station on the air, was actually a taxi-based station. A taxicab's base station transmitter, and it worked very well indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, thanks very much for your comments, John.
Okay.
I have to hold you there because we've only got 2 minutes to go before the news.
Right.
Very nice of you to call.
Just keep up the good work.
Thank you, Arlie.
And
do that.
You wouldn't play anything from Kenny Rogers?
I'll have a look round, see what we've got here.
Yeah, Jane's at home and she's mad about Kenny Rogers.
Okay, we'll try and see what we can do there.
See ya.
If bye. Not today, next week. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
See you, bye.
Bye-bye now. It's a shame, isn't it, Aidan?
Absolutely.
Aidan Cooney was on it. So was Peter Madison, wasn't I?
Oh, amongst others.
Yeah,
amongst others.
A lot of the names that are household words, like Domestos and Harpic, a lot of the name stars that you hear on the radio today, actually started on Big D, or at least worked on Big D.
At some stage, rather. Yeah, a very enjoyable station to work on at the time, and certainly very professional in its approach to broadcasting in Dublin. Certainly a peer amongst its contemporaries at the time.
I was only with them for about 18 months. Actually, I was with them two separate periods, Nova in between, funnily enough, and then back to Big D again. And it was only a total of about 18 months. But during that 18 months, there were three different locations. I understand there were possibly more than that.
Oh, yeah, that was the problem with the Big D. It was like an itinerant. Every time you went away on your holidays, you come back, there was a new studio set up somewhere else around town. But in all credit due to the directors at the time, every time they did manage to move, there was always a nice studio to move into, I think, barring one exception. And it wasn't always Big D's fault that the move had to be on twice. The station was burnt down. There was hassle from landlords and things like that, but we always had somewhere nice to broadcast from. That was one of the nice things, and there were always sort of a nice crew to work with.
It was a very good team. I always think of Big D as being a real team. Everyone seemed to be good mates, and that sort of attitude came over on the air. The listeners were our mates as well.
Oh, yeah.
We were the listeners' mates.
I wonder if we have any old Big D listeners with us now.
I wonder. Actually, there's one on the line now. I'm going to take this call live and let's see who's there. Hello, Magic Radio.
Hello.
Hello. You're to Magic.
Hello, I wonder, could you play a version of Sweet Georgia Brown, please?
Sweet Georgia Brown. You know, I'm going to have a look and see if I've got that. I might just have it. We were talking about Big D there. Do you remember it?
No, I don't.
You've not been there very long, no? No, not been listening to radio very long. Big D was a famous station, that one. Where are you calling from?
Finglas,
nice place. I live in Ballymun. Aidan Cooney lives there as well. We're all pals together, aren't we? What are you giggling at? Why are you giggling at me? Nobody takes me seriously. It was nice of you to call us. Thanks very much. I will. What was that you asked for again?
Sorry?
What was the record you asked for again?
Sweet Georgia Brown, please.
Sweet Georgia Brown. Yeah. Listen, would Georgia On My Mind do for you?
Well, actually, no. It's the words of the song he wants. He's going to tape it.
Oh, is he? Do you know that's very naughty? That's it is. You're not allowed to tape things off the radio. Who have you got in the background there?
That's the mother-in-law.
Oh.
Rosie.
I've had three of them. I didn't like any of them. Aidan's laughing. Listen, thank you ever so much, and say hello to Rosie for us.
I will indeed. Thanks
okay,
very
I'll
much.
Try and find that record.
Okay.
And back to our little discussion with Aidan Cooney about Big D Radio. Are you still there, Aidan?
Yes. Shall we give away an album to any old Big D listener who can ring in with any of the Big D lineups between, say, Breakfast in the Morning and Tea Time, any of the old lineups, right through from Big D's inception, I suppose, around about 1978.
That's very interesting, yes. Now, I would be hard-pressed to remember the lineup without a few drinks in me. So, that's a good question. We have an album to give away.
We have indeed.
103. Our telephone number is 606-422. And the question is, can you remember the old Big D lineup from any one of its periods from 1979 up to, I think it was 83... Christmas 83 it closed?
Thereabouts, yes.
Thereabouts, yeah. So say 78 to 83. Any of the lineups at all, ring us 606-422. Hello to you, sir.
Hello there.
Hello there. And tell us your name, first of all.
It's John Reynolds.
John Reynolds, you are entering our impromptu Magic 103 competition to tell us the lineup of Big D Radio.
Well, it started in the morning with Pete Lennon. That was one anyway. Don't you remember him?
Oh, I'm not making any comments. I want to see if you're right first.
well, I'm not sure if... there were different lineups, but anyway, Pete Lennon was on at one stage. There was Jerry Campbell and John Paul and Marty Hall, or is it Marty Whelan?
Ah.
And... James Dillon was in there too, between 12 and 2, I think, or around that time. He was on as well.
I definitely can confirm that, yes, yeah. Go on then. You've got
Pat O'Connor was on it as well.
Yeah, go on. You've got about halfway through the day now.
I thought I'd got a bit further than that.
There must be a few more names you can remember, perhaps not in that particular lineup, but maybe later on. Or did you only listen in the very early days?
Well, I know Mark Story was on it, Mark T.
He was indeed, yes. He was Capital Radio in London now and doing very well for himself.
Yes, so I believe.
Do you remember Declan Meehan?
Indeed, yes.
Declan's,
well, I know Declan.
He's with Capital Radio in London now too.
Yeah. On the big deal was Barry Baines,
isn't it,
or Barry Lang?
Yes, yeah, oh dear. I hope there's no tax man listening today. You're giving out everybody's real name. You don't know my real name by any chance, do you?
No, I don't, actually.
Well, if you'd have said yes, you'd have been cut off very rapidly there, I tell you. You're not a tax man by any chance, are you?
No, but you might have your account with us.
Oh, I see.
I'm not saying any more.
Okay, I won't ask you to. Well, we have our Big D expert in the studio, Aidan Cooney, who was, in fact, a director of Big D.
Yeah, 5% shareholding. Indeed, that's a remarkable memory. Indeed, Mark T was there, as Mark Story. Paul O'Connor is, in fact, Robbie Ewan from
the
early days.
I know that, yeah.
Yes, there was Barry Deans, Barry Lang.
Yeah.
There was Tony Fenton.
That's right.
Tony Barnes was there for a while, too. Actually, yeah, Tony. It's a pity Tony has been on the radio in quite some while, because there's an awful lot of talent.
He was doing a very good country thing on
Nova.
On Nova. But I remember Tony Barnes. He used to do a great breakfast show on another station.
AOD.
Yeah.
That's right.
I remember a very talented guy called Jerry Jackson. Very good.
He used to come out at 9 in the morning.
That's right.
Super disc jockey.
He's still
on the fringes of the business. I believe he rents out disco gear and sound equipment and that sort of thing.
He's not based around Leicester, is he?
I beg your pardon?
He's not based in Leicester.
No, he's Clontarf, I think. North side and south. But I know that you're thinking of Phil Connolly, I think, out in Leicester.
Yeah.
Are you on the north side or the south side?
No, I'm in Selbridge.
Oh, you're in Selbridge? I see. And have you ever worked, or are you just a keen anorak, a listener to the...
Keen anorak, I would say.
Well, I tell you what, you are the first caller, and we'll leave the lines open a little while longer, but if you hang on there, we'll get your details.
I think we ought to give it this guy. I really do, Aidan. Honestly. I think that guy has a tremendous memory. I think we ought to give it to him.
Yeah, but he never mentioned me.
That goes without saying. I tell you who was there as well. He's now with the Tribune. Is Michael Dwyer was there?
That's right.
And there was a Gabriel Murphy used to do a theatre program in the evening.
Mm-hmm. We are going back a little. Michael Dwyer used to come in with the Ian Dublin crew as well.
That's right. Yeah.
On Sunday afternoon.
Ian Wilson was on that too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there was Dave Fanning. I suppose we could do that. Jerry Ryan was there for a wee spell as well.
Yeah, and there was a fellow. That's right. Jerry Ryan. That's he used to have a different name though, isn't he?
No. He was always Jerry Ryan.
Was he?
He was, yes.
You're perhaps thinking about the name on his bank account, yeah? I think I've sussed you out, sir. I think I have you now. I think I have you, Mr. Kildare, Mr. Selbridge, yes. You neglected to mention Jason Mayne, John Kenny, Paddy Cannan, David Malone, Skip Cameron. There were a lot of Big D names, a lot of famous people.
Well, I remember Pat Cannan, all right. Yeah. He used to do a program on a Saturday morning.
Bigara. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
A very good one, too. He used to slag everything in sight.
Yeah. Yes. I think you've won. I think we've
okay.
won. What do you think?
An LP on its way to you.
Right.
Will you
okay.
hang on?
Hold the line for us, please, Mr. Selbridge and Mr. County Kildare. We will take down your details, take down your particulars. Talking of taking down particulars, I have a record by a man who gave a helping hand to Dolly Parton. Next, we'd all love to do that. His name is Porter Wagner.
Be good.
Well, where is he gone?
Well, now, we were just saying earlier on, when someone was talking about Big D earlier on, and his name came up by mistake, because he was with ARD and not Big D, and no one really seems to know where he is at the moment or what he's doing. So perhaps after you've cleared off, we might get a call from him. He might be...
I don't know, because he used to do the Saturday surgery, you know.
That's right. It was very funny, wasn't it?
Oh, it was hilarious.
A great sense of humour.
And I had a stroke. Well, not listening to him, but I had a stroke there recently.
Yeah.
And, he used to be me medicine.
Are you a lot better now?
I beg your pardon?
Are you well now?
Ah, there's just one left, me left side, you know, a bit shaky and that.
But take it easy, but relax and keep listening to us. Yeah. Can you remember another one that used to be there, by the name of Dave C?
Oh, that's right.
Dave A nice fella.
Used to you do the love line.
That's right.
And I'd be lying at home in my bed on my own.
Yes.
Because my husband, I'm a widow for the past 9 years.
Yes.
But before that, I was a deserted wife. I needn't tell you, he went off as a young lassie.
Oh.
So,
I was just going to tell you where Dave C is now. He's up in Drogheda.
Oh, Drogheda, that's right.
A station called Boyneside Radio.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, he's still in the radio business. He's doing well for himself.
I think he got married there recently too, didn't he?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think he got married to a girl.
To a girl? Yeah.
Nice young lady she was.
I know, I didn't know that. I knew he was up in Boyneside Radio in Drogheda and doing very well for himself with Heady Eddie and a lot of people like that. I think he's doing very well. But I didn't hear he got married. Now, maybe we'll hear from him as well. He could be listening this afternoon.
Yeah. I'd love to hear now from the comedians. There's not very much comedy on the radio now.
There's not a lot, no. And now that you've said that, I'll tell you what I'll do. If I'm on next Saturday, I think I am, between 2 and 4 on Magic 103 next Saturday, I'll bring a couple of comedy records in with me.
Ah, that's great.
I have some very old stuff. Do you remember Max Miller?
A comedian called
Max Miller.
That was in the very early days.
It was in 1930s, 1940s, I think it would have been. I have some old stuff by him I'd bring in. Would you like to hear that?
Oh, I'd love to hear
Okey-doke.
That.
Okey-doke. Well, you'll be tuned in next Saturday between 2 and 4, Magic 103, and I'll bring that in for you.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, look, it was ever so nice talking to you.
Would you ever play a request for me now?
I'll do a dedication for you, certainly, yes.
I love Sean Dunphy.
You love who?
Sean Dunphy.
You have to say that again to me. I didn't get that.
Sean Dunphy. He was entered for the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Do you have anything by him?
Actually, I don't think we have. I will have a look for you, I promise.
You played it during the week, I know.
The time's getting on a bit. That's the only thing, you see. We've only got a quarter of an hour left in today's programme, but I will have a look through for you, gladly.
And you can call up to me for your tea.
Oh, now, there's an invitation.
I'm looking for a man.
Are you really? Well, I don't know whether I'll be up to you. I don't know whether I'll be able for you.
A nice young man.
Oh, no. Sometimes I'm not so nice.
Oh, no, the ones I've met now have been very nice.
Well, you're enjoying listening to our new station.
Pardon?
You're enjoying listening to our new station.
Oh, it's lovely, yes.
Okay.
The only trouble is I'm not getting any walked up.
Ah, no. Oh, well, now just relax and leave the work until after we've finished.
Okay.
Just sit back and listen to us. Okay.
Bye-bye,
nice
love.
To hear from you. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
A tiny little bit of dead air there, because I think we have a celebrity on our telephone, hopefully, anyway. Let's have a listen. Hello, Don.
And there I was, minding my own business, digging my garden, my luxury six-bedroom dormer bungalow in Sutton, away from all that madness, and what do I get?
Yeah. Your neighbour saw you out in the garden. He's listening to Magic 103, and he saw you out in the garden, digging away there, and he said, this is an opportunity too good to miss. Your fans still remember you after all these minutes.
Why wouldn't they? Some of them are maimed for life.
Yeah. They've all been on the telephone this afternoon because our subject is radio, you see, Don. And your name has been mentioned more than once. And in particular, the Saturday surgery.
Oh, yes.
Now, I was never fortunate enough to ever hear the Saturday surgery.
Well, you missed out on the toe-tapping, finger-snapping, knee-knocking, spine-chilling, ear-aching, back-breaking, foot-stomping, belly-aching, heart-thumping, hand-rumping, rock and roll and sock and soul and devastating super-duper music.
I'm not sorry I missed out on that. Now, give us an example of what the sort of stuff you used to do on the Saturday surgery on ARD, Don Moore.
What did I do?
Yes, what sort of things did you do?
Crikey, you've taken quite... Is this Peter Madison?
It is indeed, yes.
And what station are we listening to or talking to? Or...
Oh, he doesn't know. This is the new one. We're Magic 103. We're a little sister station of Radio Nova.
You mean there's another one?
I'm afraid so, yes.
Oh, my God. Peter?
Yes?
Mr. Yeah. Curry, I admire his guts, but would you tell him to put them away?
Yeah, I'll pass it on. I'll pass it on. Don, we're all asking for you, so we had to try and find you somehow. And get. We've got a friend of yours here as well. Aidan Cooney's here.
Aidan Cooney?
Yes, he's here in the studio.
Ah, Aidan Cooney.
He's grinning all over his face. I've opened his microphone, but I don't think he wants to speak to you.
So that's where the feedback is coming from.
We're getting a little whistle problem there, don't worry. Here we are. Say hello.
Hello.
Ah, you both said it in unison. We got it in stereo. Don Moore, thank you very much for being dragged out of your garden. I'll let you go back. What are you doing, weeding?
I'm weeding. I'm semi-retired at the moment, Peter. Semi-retarded, I'm not sure which.
Yeah, right.
But I'm out digging a bit of weed out of the garden. But the Saturday surgery, just to remind anybody who might be listening who would remember, it was made up of funny bits and just general lunacy. In fact, what I did essentially was I went in and enjoyed myself. And in fact, Aidy Cooney would remember it well because I think he followed me at one stage. Or
He's nodding his head here, yeah. He's just dragging a microphone over to say,
let's see. Indeed.
Hello, Don, how are you?
How are you? Do you remember the little joke we had one day about the... why did the chicken cross the road?
Not the old why did the chicken cross the road gag again.
And it was to get the evening press, and you said, Don, I don't get that. And I said, Aidy, either do I get the herald.
I remember it well, actually, yes.
I only hope Chris Carey enjoys his other millions that will come in from Magic 103. And I thank him for all the free advertising he gave me, as he promised.
Yes, he does. He always keeps his promises. Always. Don, it was ever so nice talking to you. Thank you for coming out of your garden. We had to get you on the air towards the tail end of our radio
right.
program today. The subject's been radio, and it's been very nice to talk to you.
It's been wonderful.
And would you thank your neighbour for bringing you in out of the garden?
Yes, indeed.
Well?
I should have his guts for garters.
Thanks a lot.
I term limb by limb.
Bye-bye now.
God bless
Bye.
You all.
Bye.
Magic 103.
Okay, that's it from me. If you've got nothing on tomorrow morning and you don't mind listening to another sort of music altogether, I should be on the breakfast programme on Radio Nova from 6 till 9.30 and hopefully back here on Magic next Saturday between 2 and 4. So, from yours fraternally, Peter Madison, bye-bye, have a nice week.
Megahertz FM. Easy listening and information for Dublin is Magic 103.
Magic 103.
Hello.
Magic 103.